Hello, everybody. It's George Ireland taking the kettle off. Okay, thanks for coming back to the channel. This is about the French crisis. Are they in a perma crisis? Wow. La République in a flat spin. Because their prime minister has just tendered his resignation after only 26 days on post. So, wow. Someone to make Liz Truss look successful. By comparison, so Sébastien Lecornu attended his resignation, saying that the task is too difficult, that the conditions are just not there for him to continue. Obviously, Emmanuel Macron is still président de la République, has got about 18 months left to go. The next election is slated for May 2027. It's a schedule they've not broken since, goodness, was at the time of when de Gaulle came back in 1958. Because Macron had sought to stabilize the country, proposing a budget which required some cuts to social security. You know, the French are devoted to the social security, but they've been living way beyond their means. And they face multiple headwinds. So they've got a graying population, like most of the developed world. Admittedly, it's not as bad as some other countries, partly because they've got a relatively high fertility rate. Is it the second highest in the European Union? They've got this sort of cult of maternity there. but they've got very militant trade unions that go on strike about anything, just paralyze the country. So this retirement age of 60, that was set well over a century ago when most people did physically demanding jobs as factory workers, as farm laborers, as coal miners, as train drivers, and they were physically wrecked at 60. And the job was just too tough for them to carry on. Most people do desk jobs these days, don't even need to commute, they've gone off and work from home. And so you don't need to retire at 60. Moreover, 60 was about life expectancy when everyone was smoking. Now France has got superb healthcare, one of the longest life expectancies in the world. So they can't afford for people to be drawing their pensions for over 20 years. And so they've not bitten this bullet. Nicolas Sarkozy, the one who's just gone to jail for taking bribes from the Libyan tyrant, have to give the devil his due. He's the one who recognized the economic fact that the retirement age was going to have to go up to 62. And when he's defeated by François Hollande, then Hollande brought it back down to 60, a demagogic move, which has obviously deepened France's financial malaise. So he resigned on Monday. He'd appointed a new cabinet. And so he's the third prime minister since December last year. So many parties in l'Assemblée nationale castigated his proposed cabinet, and obviously subject to approval by the National Assembly, would have been voted down. So Bruno Le Maire, he was going to be our minister of the armed forces. He was once finance minister, is deeply unpopular, and some people say Le Maire is just unacceptable. So Le Maire said, okay, I will not serve. I'll let someone else fill that post. Okay, so the president in his Elysee Palace thought it could go on for a little bit longer. Remember, François Bayrou, his government fell in September this year because the MPs voted against his budget. So, you know, there's obviously, there's too big a gap between the money coming in and the money going out, and the borrowing is going up. So they're well over 100% of GDP in debt. The United Kingdom is about 100% GDP. To think the UK used to be something like, you know, 25% of GDP if you go back to around about the year 2000. Now, France is not the most indebted country in the world. There are the major economies like, you know, Italy, Japan, the United States, way more indebted than France. But obviously, borrowing is becoming more difficult. There have been downgrade is the borrowing is becoming more expensive. Okay, so what are they going to do? Are they going to call early elections? Now, Macron's been seriously enfeebled. Remember his party, La République en Marche, as in Republic on the Move. They did very badly in the European elections not long ago. So French politics is highly fissiparous. There's no one party that can lead. Often this is the case, they have to cobble together these very volatile coalitions. So we don't know who Le Cornu is going to be replaced by. Anyway, what can he do? So Macron can appoint a new prime minister, but you know, there's no guarantee that he or she will be more successful than the last two. Or he could dissolve the National Assembly, which would trigger elections a month after that. He could tender his own resignation. Probably not the thing he's going to do. He's only got a year and a half to go. France doesn't need yet more uncertainty about who's going to be the president. A new president would improve things. You serve on a year and a half. Remember, the president is head of state, not head of government. He, and it always has been a he up until now. is a figurehead, all right, commander in chief of the armed forces, the nation's chief diplomat, to receive the credentials of arriving ambassador, to appoint ambassadors, got powers of patronage to appoint, promote, and demote, and so forth. Not so much directing policy, but the prime minister and the president have to be able to work together. They sometimes come from different political traditions, cohabitation, as in a right-wing president, a left-wing prime minister, or the other way around. But that seems to go on remarkably well. And at various meetings of EU prime ministers, the French president goes as well as the prime minister. Okay, so it might be that he appoints someone from the left wing, Parti Socialiste, his former party, is quite small now, one of the other leftist parties. Or I think he'll probably try another prime minister, reluctant to call another election. The least likely one is he'd resign himself, because I don't think that improves things. Much though I abominate Macron as an evil bastard, I don't think that would be a step in the right direction. I can't see how that pans out well. Another prime minister, it might work. Another a new election with a decisive result, that might work. We might be back to square one, just as uncertain and unstable as where we are now. Okay, so the centrists who are vaguely pro Macron are not making it work. Remember Rassemblement National, that's the hard right party of Marine Le Pen, some say racist. What if they win? But it's very hard to have a functioning government without them on side. And obviously France is polarized. There are people who adore Marine Le Pen. The majority of people revile her. There are a few people who are neutral on her. So, yeah, Le Cornu, he was Armed Forces Minister a few years ago. He's the fifth prime minister in 23 months. So what on earth is he going to say? So some people say that he said that the political parties, that they're just not constructive, that they're too oppositional. We have to work together to solve this crisis. So almost 6% of GDP, that's how big the deficit is. It's 114% of GDP, 50,000 euros for every man, woman and child in France. He wanted to cut spending by 44 billion euros, particularly on welfare, but their beloved welfare. Well, you know, you're going to have to work longer hours. You're going to have to work more days, more years. There's not enough productivity, and welfare is going to have to be scaled back. Taxes already some of the highest in the developed world. Where's the money supposed to come from? And I suppose the leftists say cut the armed forces. And with this growing threat from Russia, cutting the armed forces is not the right thing to do. You know, so much for European solidarity. Now, France's difficulties shouldn't be overstated. Their place in NATO is rock solid. Their position in the European Union is rock solid. It's seldom questioned, even by Rassemblement National. So, you know, it's still a major economy. Is it the seventh biggest economy in the world? Unemployment is low, but growing. Inflation is not too bad. So the fundamentals are sound, but they've got to swallow the medicine, which is cutting spending. So that's short-termism. Politicians always think of the next 5 years, not the next 50. By the time the solids really hit the fan, politician says, I will be retired or dead or whatever, and we'll just kick this problem down the road, even though we know it aggravates it. We're going to make our children and our grandchildren, as yet unconceived, pay for our own profligacy. Right. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallahan790gmail.com. And I worked in France, by the way, and I've got a lot to say for it. They've got an excellent quality of life, short hours, one of the reasons, no stress. Yeah. Secure employment, excellent public transport, delightful cuisine, countryside. Okay. They didn't make the countryside, everything. Okay. Vive la France.